I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group has kidnapped a group of Christians in Syria. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry explains.
What you have is ISIS taking back some territory near the Turkey border, where they have kidnapped 90 to 100 Christians within that community.
So why take captives now? Some sources suggest that hostages could be used in a prisoner swap, but
I think that these folks are going to be used as an example, or certainly held perhaps for ransom, but I'm guessing that it's going to be a very difficult situation. There are people, even in the midst of this difficulty, who are coming to a personal faith in Jesus too. They're really coming to peace in the midst of a very chaotic and difficult environment.
Next, Christians in India are telling Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, that their biggest concern isn't persecution. Christian Aid Mission Sarla Mahara relays their message.
No matter which government comes in, you know, no matter how much persecution we have to face, our mandate is really from heaven.
Instead, proposed legislation is top of mind for many believers.
The government might change their regulations about receiving foreign funds. If that happened, that might be a big turning point for the ministries if they couldn't receive any help from overseas.
Leaders are working with Christian Aid Mission to develop income-generating projects that can support them as they share the gospel.
While the window is open, I think this would be a good time to invest funds and resources into those kind of programs.
Interested? We'll connect you with links and more at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.